What time is it? It's Packard Folks at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardFolksAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Folks at and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Folks at, and I'm poking at your news.
Hello, everybody. This is Packard Pokes At, the midweek show. This is episode 422. Connie, you have a story for us this week, don't you?
I have a couple. Let's toss a coin and see which one I talk about.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and pick this one.
It's better to throw a coin than a taco, because if you throw a taco, they just go everywhere.
And why would you throw out perfectly good tacos?
I mean, those two words, good and taco, never go together.
Well, although I see, technically, I think the burrito is the perfect Mexican food because
I have no problem. Awesome. I have no problem with burrito. I had tacos. I have a problem with tacos. Tacos, I don't like. It's just that one food, people. Get a grip.
Well, the story I have is from the BBC.
BBC!
And yeah, so, you know, reliable news source.
Yeah.
Not fake news at all. The U.S. Senate blocks Obama gun background check rule. An Obama-era regulation that tightened gun checks on the mentally ill buyers has been blocked by the U.S. Senate and could be signed into law by the White House. The law stopped people who received disability benefits from buying guns, affecting an estimated 75,000 people. But Republicans who control the Senate argued it stigmatized the disabled and voted it down 57-43.
This is the one where the Republicans had said that, hey, we want to have people who are mentally handicapped or have some kind of mental issue to be able to have access to a gun.
Well, to be honest, I thought that the law was dubiously written. I have a lot of problems with gun regulation because mental illness covers a broad range of things. And I just think that it's something that needs to be worded very carefully. Anyway, in an interview with BBC, Mr. Obama said his inability to pass meaningful gun legislation was his biggest frustration in his tenure as president. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley, who led
Don't
the
you
repeal
know that everybody
of-
was coming for Obama was coming for everybody's guns, and he had 8 years to do it.
In his goodbye address, he said, "Yeah, I just never got
God
around
damn
to
everybody,
that."
I'm sorry, everybody. I was there to take guns. Didn't everybody get the memo? I was supposed to take your guns, but no one, you know, I didn't get your guns.
Well, anyway, they say that the regulation unfairly stigmatizes people with mental illness and infringes on constitutional rights, pointing out that eating and sleeping disorders are examples that could fall under the regulation. The regulation, however, does not stipulate that any person with a disability would be affected. Rather, it focused on people who are unable to deal with their own finances and require a trustee to administer them. If a specific individual is likely to be violent due to the nature of their mental illness, then the government should have to prove it, Mr. Grassley said.
Well, I think that someone is already is in that situation where they have had, you know, some kind of counseling or something, and they proved to be has a history of violence. I think that would be a good thing to, you know, say, hey, you can't have access to a thing that goes boom or bang.
Well, here's the interesting thing, though. The ACLU and more than a dozen advocacy groups for the disabled opposed the ruling also.
Really?
Arguing it painted people with mental illnesses with too broad a brush, which that's my argument. And I'm not against having regulations like this. I think it's important, but I think also that it really needs to be way more specific. I think that the ability to defend yourself, I do think it's important. Again, I don't personally like guns myself for that, but I find myself sort of at odds on this because I said, well, yeah, I think we need to, you know, they cite Sandy Hook, for example.
Yeah. I was going to say, if you're going to have a gun, like a handgun or something, and you want to put it on your bed, you should have a waterbed. This way you have to This way you have to, it's harder to get it if it's under the bed, because if you ever tried to move a waterbed, that takes hours. By that time, you're fucking cooled off.
The Democrats, of course, they're saying they hope that nothing awful happens as a result of this. And they feel, and there's a Dan Gross, president of Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence, condemned it, saying, make no mistake, this vote was really about deepening the gun industry's customer pool at the expense of those in danger of hurting themselves and others. I mean, well, okay, here's an example. Just a couple days ago, a toddler, how old was she? A young child was sleeping in a room with her grandmother, I think it was Florida, and she was shot like 20 to 30 times through the wall.
The grandmother or the...
No, the child was. The child was. Wow. And I'm sorry, I should have looked that up before quoting it, but it's just, you know, granted, that's, and see, honestly, and gun violence, those are probably not legally purchased firearms anyway. It's probably gang violence. I don't know. So we have a real problem with guns. And I feel bad because, again, I think that I remember I thought that too when this law was proposed. I go, I have a real problem that you want to just say mental health.
Right.
Because that could be anything. So,
no, you know,
and
I think,
sometimes
so
people come out.
Right. I mean, I've been hearing about it, but I haven't been following it very closely. So I wasn't sure of all the nuances of what was going on with that. If their definition is too broad, then yeah, maybe it is a bad law. If it was more narrow and, you know, to target people who are having, like I said earlier,
yes,
issues with violence or a history of violence, then yeah, I think that would be a good thing to take away from them. But if they take this away and then they bring it back in a better form, I have no problem with that. But if they just take it away, right, and never bring it back at all, then I have a problem with it, because then, I mean, sometimes you have to, there's that dam out in California that's overflowing.
Oh, the spillway. Yeah. The spillway was failing it. Yes.
Right. Sometimes you have to spill it in a lot of different places to get it to cover the area, or at least in this instance, you know, to release some of the pressure for that. You know, they're trying they're using the emergency spillway, which isn't even an emergency spillway. It's just like, just go over the wall.
Yeah.
It's a measure, but it's not a very clean measure. It's not a good measure, but it's a measure. So until you can focus it to a better location, this law, I mean, if this law was, you know, broader to where it encompasses a lot of different things, then I could see why, you know, people are going, okay, this is maybe painting with too broad of a brush, but
right,
let's get out the, you know, the more narrowed brush and then figure out where we need to put the paint by numbers.
Well, herein is the problem, I think, too, and I don't want to belabor it, go over my time on this, but the fact is that it's hard to have this discussion anyway. That's part of the problem, is people say, no, you're not going to take our guns, and we're like, look, can we just discuss this? If you want to further explore what we mean by mental illness and what things should be flagged and what things should be, you know, and if somebody's gotten treatment for the mental illness and that they prove that they're sane, I'm not sane, they prove that they're okay now, right?
Should they
be able to have,
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm for 5 days, but I'm okay now.
Can we, once they prove that they're okay, should we just like start out with like a pellet gun?
Oh, yeah.
A dart gun? Yeah. You know,
we'll give you a pellet gun.
There
with marshmallows inside, you know. We'll give you a marshmallow gun. When you can prove that you can use that responsibly, then we'll work you up to something.
Work you up to something
real
else.
Thing. Yeah. Then we'll move you on to maybe, you know, one of those that shoot like the little plastic BBs from years ago. I had one of those guns. It's like you fire four shots and the thing breaks because the whole thing's made of plastic. And then you have to, and the little balls, they don't come in like a little package of little balls. They come in a flat strip, and you have to kind of cut the balls off of there with your teeth or the little knife. And then then you put it in there and you like jam it full of the all 40 or 50 balls that it comes with. And you get three shots and the thing's jammed and you can't get it to work again after that. If you can handle that breaking out down on you and you don't lose your mind, then we'll work you up into something a little bit more, you know, sturdier.
I just had a regular old cap gun when I was a kid.
Yeah, there you go. Bang.
Yeah.
Oh, bam. All the caps from that.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. I wasn't necessarily the most pacifist kid, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSat on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday.
Well, I got something for something along the lines of, since we're talking about politics anyway, White House Trump staff is using an app called Disappearing. It's a messaging app, and it violates the Presidential Records Act, because basically it's like they send a message to each other, and then the message goes boop, disappears. There's no record of it. It's like writing with it's like writing with invisible ink. Apparently, been using a messaging app called Confide, which would be in violation of the Presidential Records Act, 44 U.S.C. Chapter 22. The use of the Disappearing messaging app is an apparent effort to avoid being accused of leaks to the media, and others have been bedeviled and angered by the president, as well as the senior advisors. Because, speaking of the leaks and everything, I heard on one of my other podcasts this morning that Rick Joyner says that one of his friends revealed to him that he had a dream that the White House is being bugged by the previous administration. And because dreams are so prophetic, and we've talked about that on The Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe. Well, we will. I mean, it's coming up. But
well, we've already had some dreams. Joseph.
Yeah, we talked about Joseph. Yeah,
interpretive dreams.
It hasn't been posted yet, but it's...
Oh.
That's why that's all right. We've recorded it. But he's talking about these dreams that the Obama administration is wiretapping Trump.
God.
That's a thing, because he saw in a dream, therefore it's real. So
yeah, I bet Nixon wishes he had that app.
Yeah.
Well, he's not wishing anything anymore. He's worm food. Never mind.
Yeah, Nixon recorded everything. He had he had all those things installed.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, first reported by the web publication Axios, it's AXIOS, February 8th, and Monday by the Washington Post. Staffers are using Confide, a 3-year-old chat app that encrypts messages end to end. So there's no tunneling in to see what's going on.
Oh, jeez.
Meaning that only the sender and recipient can read them. That's what it means by encrypting end-to-end. In an interview with Axios, Confide's co-founder and chief product officer, Jeff Grossman, told the news site that the app uses its own encryption protocol, which is similar to PGP, standard many people have used for their emails. John Broad, another co-founder and company's president, noted that by default, the app deletes messages after they are read. We immediately delete them from our servers and wipe them from the device. According to the source inside the administration who spoke with NCRM Tuesday, there is a perpetual state of chaos and infighting that could, and coupled with the leaks to the media outlets, has created a sense of fear of discovery and paranoia among the staff. This administration that's gotten in here has got to be the fucking lamest administration so far. I mean,
why aren't they all arrested? Why aren't they all doing time in Club Fed by now? This is really, right? It's crazy. This is insanity.
They're afraid all the people are spreading links. Hey, here's an idea. Take your cameras, your phones can take pictures of your screen. Who's to say that these people aren't taking snapshots of the other person's conversation and then stored it on the phone and then reconstituting it back later on somewhere else so they can leak that information somewhere else. He's afraid that all these people who are, and I heard this on the radio this morning, that's like, oh, why would the Trump staff be leaking shit? It's like, are you fucking kidding me? Really? You don't think these people wouldn't be leaking the stuff out there? Because there's...
It's a problem I've heard for older men.
Yeah.
There's an exam for that. The Trump administration needs a prostate exam, right?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Sorry.
I think they've got serious leaks everywhere. I mean, and most of them in their pants, but that's another story.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's right. The leaks have turned into an exasperation for the president. Trump has ordered investigation of the sources of the stories, including his phone calls with foreign heads of state, which have been widely reported. Again, there's other people in the room, and it's like, hey, I'm going to tell, you know, that's old story. It's like, hey, I'm going to tell you something, but don't tell anybody. Okay. And then they go off. It's like, hey, this is a trust me, but don't tell anybody. You know, it's that old joke. This whole administration is a joke. It's like, I'm going to tell you a secret, but don't tell anybody I told you this.
Holy cow.
This was a tweet that came out on February 14th from Donald Trump. The real story here is, why are so many illegal leaks coming out of Washington? Will these leaks be happening as I deal on North Korea, etc.?
Yeah.
I have words for you with regard to Russia.
Yeah.
Trump, I have words for you. I have a lot of words for you. A lot of them can't be said on television, but I'm going to say it right now. Fucking get a goddamn fucking clue. The people that you put in your administration, the people you say you drained the swamp for to fill it up with fuckers, these people are not your friends. These people are not your friends.
He drained the swamp all right, and he dug up all the muck.
Yeah. One other thing. Since we're talking about the Trump administration here, I don't have it up, but it just came up like 30 minutes before we got on air that Pfizer, whatever his name is. He was the Hardee's CEO, the guy that started Hardee's and Carl's Jr.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And he got booted out, basically. He resigned. Yeah. He's had problems with his businesses and this is
from, and his wives and
his wife. Yeah. Yeah. And what goes on to his domestic at home, I mean, as bad as it may be, doesn't have anything to do with the business industry. It, those two things should be separate. But the fact is that he was telling his employees that if it's slow, they got to clock out, go sit in their car, and then you can clock back in when there is business. So you're losing out for the whole day. They would like make their hours disappear if they went over 30 hours or over 40 hours or something, so they wouldn't pay them overtime. So they just wouldn't pay them. So that was a problem. I mean, I gotta say,
that's an awesome business model, right?
Yeah. Oh, and that's not the worst of it. That's not even the worst of it. Apparently, there's some kind of special tax. This was all right. A number of years ago, there was this. There's this old cartoon. It was called DuckTales. Yes, mm-hmm. I watch cartoons. Fuck off. I watch cartoons. I watch this one cartoon, and they had this one episode where Scrooge disappears into the future or something, and his nephews took over his business, and they had this thing, they had to pay a tax back to the Scrooge company. It's like the privilege of working for you taxed. This guy must have caught that episode because he actually has a 10% tax or it's 10 cents or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a specific tax that you had to pay back to the company for the privilege of wearing the uniform.
Oh, God.
Yeah. So, and I used to like Hardee's. I mean, they have some phenomenal food, but I mean, I can't eat there if this guy is running his employees like this. I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
Andy Puzder.
Puzder. Pez head.
Yeah, I love a business model that involves just making sure that your employees are paid slave wages and you make sure that they don't get any benefits so that you can have your summer home in Florida and the Hamptons and a bunch of other places. I've never eaten at Carl's Jr. or Hardee's. We're actually just getting a Carl's Jr. near me here in another month or two, but I won't eat there.
The food is very expensive to begin with. I mean, it's like I said, it's
it's
like $5 for a burger. I mean, just for a single, just for the burger itself. And that's not talking, you know, your fries and whatnot and your drink, mm-hmm. you run $7-$8 for that. I mean, like I said, the food is good. I mean, I won't, if this company had belonged to somebody else, anybody else, and they actually paid their employees properly, I would have no problem with it. But, and because like I said, I do, they do have some good food, but the fact is the way they treat their employees, it's beyond the pale. And I can't afford to eat there very often. And with the way with what I found out today, I will not be eating there anymore. Not ever again until a Pez head disappears or dies or something. And then takes over by somebody else that straightens out the company a little bit and makes it, you know, a little bit more work friendly. It's a guilty pleasure, you know. It was always a guilty pleasure to go and get one of those burgers because, you know, like I said, that I thought they were good. But
well, it doesn't mean it's not good tasting food.
No.
Yeah, the writing was on the wall with this before it even went to. I want to say there were a bunch of GOPs that were saying no yeah. to this guy Putzer. say no to yeah. Putz.
They don't.
So he like withdrew. Trump is trying to say how awful this is that he's being treated so badly with all his nominees and for a cabinet. And he still hasn't got, I think it was April before it was finished. Mm-hmm. He might've had more nominees approved at this point, but it doesn't mean he was done. And there was somebody, GW was March. And Obama was April, or maybe those are inverted. NPR was talking about it. So Trump is blowing smoke like he normally is. Yeah. As long as it fits in a tweet, he can say something in his in Trumpese. God, what a joke.
Yeah.
We are the laughing stock of the world right now. This is just
this is stupid. Yeah, this is beyond the pale of the administration. This administration is just not doing things the right way. Anyway, well, we'll be back on Friday with a full show with a lot more stories. So come and join us at 9 p.m. Central Time at youtube.com/PackardPokesAt. Go to that channel now if you want to watch us live and click the little bell so you get notifications when we're going to be live. So this way you can check and make sure you catch the midweek show.
You can ring our bell.
Ring our bell. Ring the bell on there. Don't ring my bell because I'll get tinnitus then. And I'm like, oh.
Ding, ding. Ding.
We go on. I'll be like, what's that guy from that one cartoon? That's the Spice Show cartoon. What is that? I keep forgetting the name of it. I can
Archer?
See it. Archer, thank you. He's like, he's going, more, more, more.
Yeah. Archer's been blown up one too many times.
Yeah.
The world is just.
He's been blown up one too many times and he's had a gun blown right near his ears. Like.
Phrasing.
Phrasing, Lana. Phrasing.
You want ants? That's how you get ants.
That's how you get
ants. Oh, God.
We'll see
Friday.
Yep. Good night,
Friday,
everybody.
Friday. Good night. And that's a wrap.